This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise. I'm Christine Wong. And when it comes to a busy business person's priorities in life, it can be difficult to keep track of your health and fitness routine. Exercising always seems like such a daunting task on top of your already busy 9-to-5. But what if you treated the gym as a luxury experience instead? Today, I'm speaking to Jack Ng all about Babel, a luxury fitness center. He's the general manager of Babel as well, so he'll be talking to me all about that. So Babel was launched in late 2017.
Yep.
Okay. What was the idea behind creating what you call on your website a gym like no other?
Well, in the first place, the whole idea of creating the gym was to kind of make it like a third space for busy people after their home and their workspace. The idea came about whereby me and my managing director, we sat down one day and both of us had this vision to create that sort of environment where it's a one-stop location or one-stop center that solves all of that.
So, okay, that's really interesting. You know, I think that making sure that Babel is a lifestyle space as well as, you know, a fitness space is really important and a great incentive for people to kind of treat it as like a, not a home away from home exactly, but somewhere where they can actually relax as well. Apart from that, though, what actually separates Babel, you know, from other gyms and also other luxury fitness centers? Because around Southeast Asia, there are quite a few luxury fitness centers that have all sorts of really, really intense facilities, right? So what really sets Babel apart?
Well, I would say the big idea came about whereby we want to try to bridge the gap between the commercial gyms and also the boutiques. So if, whereby the commercial gyms will always be there, and then you have the boutique gyms which are specialized in what they do. They create a mini community and a mini tribe of their own. So hence what we want to do is to provide a commercial setup at the same time a boutique experience. On the other hand, is that we wanted to create a place whereby it's like an art gallery where people is working out in. So hence, if you do walk into the gym, you see a lot of sculptures, you see a lot of nice interior design. So the whole idea behind that is to actually to take away the fact that some people or most people might think that a gym is meant to have lots of equipment whereby they might feel intimidated by it. And we want to make it as pleasant as, you know, as welcoming as possible for people to feel eventually like home.
Right. Okay. Well, actually, let's, you know, talk about those design choices as well, because there are some pretty interesting ones. Full disclosure, I am a member at Babel. I've been really enjoying myself so far, actually. And one of the things that I noticed is that each kind of area of the gym has a very specific aesthetic. So you've got your kind of, as you mentioned, the kind of art gallery aesthetic. Even the changing rooms are almost kind of Greek. You know, there's a lot of marble, a lot of tile. It's all very kind of Mediterranean almost, right? So can you talk to me about that? Because you actually mentioned in an interview with Marie Claire that, you know, the cost of building Babel is in the multi-million ringgit range. So what were some of the decisions that actually went into that cost?
Well, exercise itself, in by definition, is stress. It's stress to make the body to feel better. So if somebody who was already walking into the gym at high stress level, perhaps they may not be able to, you know, focus in their workout. Mm-hmm. But if they are what you call exposed to an environment whereby it's calming, it's soothing, and it has different themes to be able to, you know, that they can just feel, take away that whole exercise being a chore, that sort of approach. So that's why we designed the gym that way. If you look at some of our studios, our main studios, for example, the studio whereby we have most of the dance classes, yoga and everything is designed whereby we can actually change the environment with just some equipment,
right.
And also the lights within the studio itself can be manipulated to just create a different vibe altogether.
All right. Well, while obviously, you know, as you mentioned, the Babel doesn't revolve around the equipment only, but you do have some pretty high-tech equipment as well.
Yep.
All of that is provided by Techno Gym. So can you explain why you chose Techno Gym to provide all the equipment in Babel?
Well, very simply, Techno Gym is known for being the Ferraris of fitness equipment. Working with Techno Gym is whereby they not only have great hardware, but they also have the software to support it. And it's always easier to work with one brand whereby you can integrate all the machines within the gym. So this creates a unique experience for the member as well. The reason why we work with Techno Gym is part of their software also integrates with all the latest and the current applications which most users are already using.
Mm.
So we want to create this seamless connectivity whereby people can just track their workout, be able to customize their training program, sync everything to the machines, and the machine is being able to record things for them at the same time.
And, you know, just to quickly add on, what would you say about the kind of variety of equipment that you have at Babel as well? Because you have kind of separated Babel into two different gyms, from what I remember. You've got the kind of more cardio-focused gym, and then you've got slightly more, I guess, strength-focused. So can you talk to me a little bit about the variety of machines that you guys have?
Well, we've got two sections. One is a little bit more cardio-centric, whereby the other one is a little bit more strength-centric. At Babel, we have a training philosophy, and our training philosophy is to master your own body. So if you do notice as well, within the gym, we don't really have really heavy weights for people to lift per se, but yet we encourage people to be strong, whereby they can lift themselves up. Over at Gym 2, we still have the traditional pin-loaded equipments, whereby we're probably the first one in Malaysia, not really Southeast Asia, to have the whole Technogym Mind Wellness system, where not many pin-loaded machines allow you to track your workout or to scan and, you know, to synchronize into your app. And we have that. At the same time, we also have some other, your traditional dumbbells, barbells, squat racks for people who really wants to improve on their strength. So like I said, we still set it up as a commercial setup, but we want to try to impact people to really learn about their body more so than to just build muscles per se.
All right. Okay. That's really interesting. Also, the other thing is that with the luxury fitness center like this, Babel kind of has a very interesting business model. So you guys mainly focus on memberships. You've got three kinds of memberships, essentially. You've got a monthly one, you've got a 6-monthly one, and then you've got a yearly or 12-month rate as well. So first of all, you know, because it's a luxury fitness center, how do you actually put a price on that? Like, how do you justify your pricing for your membership plans?
Well, to be really honest, I don't think that we are that luxury per se. Our goal was to really to create something at a premium, affordable kind of price range, whereby we put ourselves at the higher end of the commercial gym's membership rate, but we provide that extra 10% of extra service to just really differentiate us from the main commercials. Kind of like flying on premium economy, that sort of approach. That would be where the price is being, what they call, positioned as.
Okay. So basically, you would say that the way that your pricing is at the moment is not quite in the upper echelons, but it's kind of supposed to be, I guess, the upper middle class of gyms, in a way, would be an interesting way to put it. Okay, interesting. All right. So the other thing about the gym is that because you've got so many interesting classes, we'll talk about that a little bit later, but I was actually wondering, is any aspect of the gym available to people who aren't necessarily members? Like, is there some sort of temporary pass or something that people could use to access like certain classes or certain features of the gym?
Yes. So if you notice, when you walk into the gym, we've got an indoor lounge and an outdoor lounge. So both areas is accessible for the general public. So the reason how we designed that, it's like a hotel lobby whereby people can just chill out. Yes, the general public can actually come into the gym via a day rate at 75 ringgit, or most of the time we will have a one-day trial for anybody who's interested.
All right, great. Well, it's time for a short break now, but after that, I'll continue speaking to Jack Ng about Babel. So stay tuned to Enterprise on BFM 89.9 for that discussion.
Boring, fake, macho. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to Enterprise. I'm Christine Wong. And before the break, I was speaking to Jack Ng, who's the general manager of Babel, which is a fitness center, kind of a premium one, I suppose, about what separates Babel from other gyms and also kind of what defines it as a kind of premium or luxury fitness center as well. But now I'd just like to discuss Babel offers both classes and personal training. With the personal training, you have a really interesting system where you kind of sort your coaches into tiers as well. You've got tier 1, 2, 3, and X as well. So how do you find your personal trainers, and how do you determine what tier a coach is in?
Most of our personal trainers are hired from the universities, and also, of course, some of them are people that I've worked with prior. On the other spectrum of the personal training group is whereby we have specialists. So these specialists can be divided into yoga specialists, we've got a Pilates specialist, a dance specialist, and slowly we will be branching into more specialists. These specialists, their core responsibility is to deliver what they're good at, and also to groom the future instructors to be able to, you know, kind of step into their shoes and deliver the Babel experience for our members. We've got four tiering systems altogether. So we've got tier one, tier two, tier three, and tier X. So tier X, of course, being the highest. Right now, there's only one tier X within the gym.
Which that'd be you.
Which is myself.
Yep.
And the rest are in the tier one, tier two, and tier three. So the bare minimum for our trainers to be at tier one is that, I'm proud to say this, all of our trainers within the gym right now are internationally accredited, whereby they have gone through a series of training powered by Personal Training Academy Global, and me being one of the master facilitator for PTA Global, we have ensured that all the trainers know what they are doing, applying the right systems, the sciences, and the tools to be able to deliver the best client-centric training. So tier one trainers, generally, all of them are certified trainers, certified personal trainers.
Tier two?
We move into tier two, yes. So when we move into tier two trainers have kind of like clocked in certain amount of hours that they've been within the industry. So the minimum for them to be able to hit tier two is at least 4 years within the industry. Most of our trainers develop a niche for themselves, a specialty for themselves. Coming into tier three, whereby they have actually become kind of like a master facilitator within the business itself. So tier three, they start to contribute back to the business in the sense of mentoring, training the younger trainers. So we do have a training academy as well. So the training academy in Malaysia, we are the sole distributors for Personal Training Academy Global Certified Personal Training Course.
Okay, that's really interesting, you know, and I think it's great that you have that kind of tier system, and it seems pretty clear, you know, you've got your general trainers at tier one, you've got your kind of more specialized trainers at tier two, and you've got your essentially trainers who kind of contribute more to the business at tier three, and the training academy as well. I'm assuming also that if people sign up for the training academy, they don't necessarily have to go on to work at Babel as well?
No, they don't have to. So if you look at the training academy, there's two ways to it. One is to provide education for fitness enthusiasts. Two is whereby if anybody who decides that they like Babel and they are interested to start a career with Babel, that's where we go through a interview process with them and to see whether this particular individual values gel with the company and if we can work together on it.
Okay, great. Okay, let's move on to the classes that you guys offer, because you guys offer quite a lot of really interesting and very unique classes as well. You've got stuff like Animal Flow and Peloton and Boga Fit and Bukadon and even like a snooze class.
Budokan.
Like, that's my point, right? You know, there's all these names that quite honestly to me sound like sushi more than anything. But, you know, talk to me about that. Like, how did you guys come across or come up with these ideas for all of these classes?
There's a lot of programs out there, obviously. So if you walk into any commercial gyms, you'll definitely find Zumba and all the Les Mills programs available out there. So all those are licensed, pre-choreographed programs that everybody has. We decided as a business, we have the capability to develop our own in-house or signature programs, which is signature to Babel.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of all of our classes, all the classes are curated internally. One of our biggest values within Babel is creativity. So we want to encourage and empower our trainers to be able to come up with their own stuff. Most of our dance routines is created by Maybelline. Maybelline, which is dance specialist. And then you have Tony, who heads up the yoga department as well. So he encouraged the yoga instructors to teach to their styles without straying away from the essence of what yoga is supposed to be.
All right. So let's kind of talk about the fact that these classes are really unique, and there are a lot of apps out there at the moment that kind of partner with gyms in order to provide, I guess, more accessibility to classes like these. So you've got apps like KFit, you've got apps like Guava Pass as well. You know, I was actually wondering, would Babel ever consider partnering with an app like that in order to kind of, you know, help people to discover some of these in-house classes or not, and why or why not, basically?
We used to partner with Guava Pass.
Oh, okay. Actually. All right.
And the main focus for us is to really focus on our members rather than partnering with other people.
Okay.
So with that reason being said, not to say that these passes are not great. We want to really make anybody that walks in through the club, which are our members, to feel the exclusivity without having too many strangers with that walks in.
Okay, so it's more a matter of just kind of promoting this kind of atmosphere of kind of exclusivity and basically a place where they can feel comfortable without worrying about non-members, for example.
Yes. Funny you brought that up, because right now we are in the midst of launching our own app. This app has been taking quite some time to develop.
Right.
We've gone through a lot of troubleshooting with the app. So within the app right now, the goal is to create ease of operations, not only for the members, in the members' point of view, and also is for us. So the app allows members to book trainers based on the time availability. So anything that involves transactions
right.
can be done via the app. Say, for instance, Kish is available at 12 to 1 on Tuesday, and I'm going to be able to book that slot. And in future, as we move forward, the goal of the app is to be smart enough to suggest classes for the member.
Okay, interesting. Now let's move on to the fact that you guys offer a lot of Babel perks. So you guys are partnered with a bunch of companies. Off the top of my head, I can remember Kind Cones, Paperfish, you know, but what was the thought behind partnering with these companies for some of these perks? You've got like discounts and stuff. You've got, you know, some of these deals. And what are some of the notable companies you guys have partnered with apart from the ones that I named?
Well, the idea behind it is to actually reward our members and to actually give back to our members. Because to be really honest, without our members, we wouldn't be where we are today. We've got Rawsum, 8 Ounce, of course, Simply Ribs, Paperfish, Cabana. We want members to feel appreciated and whereby to also create a mini community around Taman Tun area.
All right. Okay, fantastic. And lastly, what is next for Babel?
Growth.
Great. How does one do that, you know, when you have a kind of element of exclusivity and
well,
stuff like that?
Well, we are looking at a second location coming up soon, sometime in Q2 2019.
Any idea where?
It will be in KL.
Okay.
So Babel's going to town. Eventually, we want to become known as one of the market leaders in delivering the best fitness experience for anybody who wants to just work out and move towards a healthier lifestyle.
All right, fantastic. That's about it for Enterprise today. Thanks so much, Jack, for coming to me and speaking to me about Babel today. If you've missed any of this interview, you can download our app, our BFM app, on the Apple App Store and or Google Play. You can also head over to our website, bfm.my/podcast, where you can listen to and download the podcast as well. You've been listening to Enterprise on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.